I'm Darlene, I'm the cook of Sylvania Station.
And Darlene, we're standing in the kitchen and I understand that you've had an experience or two in here.
Yes, we have. We hear a lot of music. When we first got here, we were about here about a week and we heard music. And then I checked all the cars, all the utes. No radio on, no music going. So kept hearing it, kept it to myself, and my husband heard it. And then later on we asked Rachel and she said she'd been hearing music too.
And do you have a sense of who or what might be behind the music?
There's two guys here. They're very nice spirits. You can't overly see them, but occasionally you can. Blue shirts.
So give me a sense of when you've seen a blue shirt somewhere.
Just in my storeroom. They hang up in my storeroom. They sit around. They usually sit up on the top.
Just to give people a sense, your storeroom's filled with lots of plastic containers with tablecloths. I mean, it doesn't look like a particularly sort of spooky or spiritual No. sort of space.
But though, this was, before I come here, it was just a mess. And we've created everything now on boxes and on shelves. And they've always been there. You just had a sense that they're always here and walking around. They're always in the kitchen. There's things move around. The pots move before we had them hanging up. They'll move for me. Just things in general in the kitchen will be shifted.
Do you have a sense of how old they are or anything specific about them?
I think they're older. Young kids will see them more than adults because they're open to it and they can see and they're quite happy to talk to them and see them.
Well, there's two young boys on Sylvania Station. Have either of them ever given you an indication that they've seen the spirits?
Yeah, the youngest one, Tom, he will go into my storeroom and have a chat and wave.
Is it always a night time that you see them or is it sometimes in the day?
Every day, every night on day, usually day. And when I have music blaring, because I like music in the kitchen, so I will turn my music on and they're always around. It's very happy. Very, happy place, happy spirits.
And in terms of Sylvania Station here, is there a really rich history about this station?
We don't know. There was other people on the property before, Rachel and Brent, and they can't find out how long, but it is Aboriginal land. So that's where we sort of feel that it comes from.
And do you have any advice for anyone else that might have a spirit or a presence on their station about how to maybe interact with them?
Oh, yeah, if they do, just let them go. Open it up and let them see that you're willing to have them here.